It's Wednesday, and even though the NCAA tournament is tomorrow, that doesn't matter. We have Indiana men's soccer coach Todd Yeagley with us. What is that sawdust I smell? What are you guys doing? Building a new trophy cabinet over there? A couple more to add here over the last couple of weeks. Got your saw out?
Not bad.
Down there at Black Lumber, getting some more wood for the old office. I've lost count. How many now?
The Big Ten is 34.
34.
18 and 16. 34 since 1991.
Pretty strong, buddy. And you've won, let's see here if my math is right. Let's see, 4 of the last 6 years you have done the double. And I don't want that to get lost on our fans. And I know we joke, and I joke, about being the guy that paints the signs every year. That's the greatest job to have for Indiana soccer because they're all outdated after each season. But winning the double, that's not easy. There were times when we talked in September that goals weren't going in, the luck was against you and everything else. What makes this one a little bit sweeter than perhaps some of the others?
I think you hit a glass, and they do this. Sometimes the ones that you come from behind, you're in not a good spot in the last lap, and next thing you know, you find a way, and yet you knew you always had the juice to do it. Just things needed to go better, and you need to perform a little bit better. You need to get a break, and that's part of sport, and you have to get guys' confidence at the right time of the year, and there's no magic formula to go, man, okay, let's do this to give them confidence. It just has to – it's all building blocks to that. And when it all synergizes together, that's when you're like, okay, we're feeling pretty good, and that's what has happened to this team. The performance, a couple of tweaks to line up, a couple of breaks go our way, a couple of calls finally go our way. We're playing better. We get a couple of goals. The trying game comes at the right time just to help get some guys. I mean, all that is this collection of moments that now you have a group really confident at a good place, and now we start the new season. Everyone's 0-0. Doesn't matter, what you did. We all have a blank slate. Now it's go time, tournament time.
Well, let's talk about those experiences. I want your thoughts on the 3 games in the Big Ten as preparation. We'll talk about what it ended up meaning with the draw on Monday, but when you can win a game up 2-1 or up 2-0, then 2-1, then you win an end-to-end 4-3 thriller, and then you do the business of 1-0 in the title game, could you have asked for 3 better experiences heading into the tournament where any of that is possible?
You hit it on the head, Glass. No, I mean, those are all, and we had some of those in the regular season, or close to those, with some drama, with whether it's a goal given up or we chased it or we found a way. But to do that at the end of the year, in games that were, title games, once for the double to be an option, and two, we were still, playing for postseason positioning. We weren't a lock to the tournament until we got into the Big Ten tournament, and really then we started to solidify where we felt like, okay, now NCAA is going to happen. It's just where can we now get to in the committee's eye. So that's really good, and they've done that with pressure, and we always feel certainly an immense amount of pressure to perform. But when you feel it and you do it late in the year, I feel like we've got an extension of the tournament preparation, and that's a good thing. And that's why I love the Big Ten tournament. There was conversations on from our peer group on why we should not have it, but the new teams coming in and this and that. And I just kept staying really steadfast on this prepares you, I think, big time for making a run. And I'm going to stay true to that. We've obviously been a team that's made a lot of those amongst our conference, but it is. It gives you a chance to play a must-win situation and feel that before you get into the biggest challenge of the year, and that's the NCAA.
Yeah, you can train all you want, but when it matters and you're not going to advance in a tournament setting, it is a different set of circumstances, either substitutions, either how we're going to set up the lines, all of the above. So, yes, three great workouts, one great Big Ten tournament championship. The double is done. 34 of them for Todd Yeagley in Indiana men's soccer. And on Sunday, what a crowd, what a day, what an atmosphere. Everything fell into place. And, boy, there's your buddy Sam Sarver again. He just can't stay out of the spotlight. What an exciting player.
Yes. First off, you've been around a long time, Glass, and seen a lot of great soccer matches here. That was an incredible day. And one that you go, can we do that more often? I mean, we have to do our part and, you know, give the fans a lot to cheer for. And they got an exciting 1-0 game. I mean, that wasn't a sit in your seats. I mean, our chances, they had some chances late. A good match, you know.
It was a great match.
And a lot of times, yeah, and sometimes title games are a little, you know, no one wants to kind of put their toe in the water. Everyone's a little scared. I mean, both teams, at least we certainly first half and majority of the game, were on the front foot and saying, let's go, let's get another one without being, silly with our shape. But, no, I mean, the crowd was amazing. The students, you know, have been really good all year, in particular the first part of the year, and then at the end, I felt like they were like in midterm mode in the middle of the season, but we got them back when we needed them for the finals. And the Bloomington community, obviously, who usually sits more on that south side, the main grandstand, holy cow, I look up at halftime and I go, that's a quarterfinal. That's an Elite Eight game. And I tell our guys all the time, that's the most enjoyable game you can play in. You can't go any farther in the tournament at home. Obviously, the Final Four is somewhere else. And usually a Big Ten final, you know, one, it's neutral. It's a predetermined. This couple years, it's the highest seed. Okay, if you're the highest seed and you get that far, you're at home. But those are hard to come by just with the way the format works. So what a great example for our current guys to go, and if you do the job and you're able to do some things to play in front of those crowds, that was an amazing experience. And then to Sam Sarver, he absolutely loved the moment. He, you know, one of the first things he said on our recruiting trip, walking the field, and he's like, Coach, you know, because the signboards weren't out, the field orientation was a little bit different because there was nothing out there and it was in the wintertime. He goes, where are the student fans? Where do we celebrate?
That's awesome.
I just kind of pointed over to kind of where the Hoosier Army is, and I go, that's where you would do it. And he loves to entertain. He loves winning. He loves the competition, and he has risen to the occasion.
Todd Yeagley, Indiana men's head soccer coach, the 34th trophy for the Big Ten regular and tournament championship claimed on Sunday, 1-0 over Penn State. Could have been more. Chris Shakes was outstanding. You had chances, obviously, to make that 2-3 or 4-0 at the time. But when we sort through the stats at the end, sometimes you get a little lost there in the last 10 minutes when everybody loses all their fingernails. Penn State had three shots on goal in 90 minutes. JT Harms made a great save, pushing it off the base of the post. Folks that might not have watched a lot of soccer, can you please explain that the last 6, 7, 8 minutes was on purpose by your defense, please? Just for our casual fans, because the people
say
don't
it's on purpose.
Well, but you train for that.
Right. Yeah. You have to match numbers, and we didn't do as good of a job on some pressure on the serve. To, you know, obviously we're never fully satisfied, but in any match that you watch a soccer class, and a lot of our fans do, you know, when a team is holding that lead, you have to match their numbers, and they're going to push, you know, a huge number forward, and you can't go, oh, we'll just stay with what we're doing and have numerical disadvantages in the box. You don't want to do that. It's how you then can get the lines up and maybe get a couple sustained possessions. That's what you're hoping for, and we weren't able to do that as well as we'd like the last 10 minutes, but yeah, you're going to bend. You have to, and we train how to absorb in a sense and where and what spots that we're willing to give up to make
they
sure
have
we
to
give,
take the chances. Yeah. You don't have to take the chances, but that's the good
and
news.
And hopefully you get another one. I mean, that was the part. Yeah. I mean, maybe we get that second in transition and the game's over, but you know, we weren't able to find that. And some of our personnel, you know, we had some guys banged up that we couldn't get back on the field that could have been in those spots. So it makes the game exciting no matter what. A bit nerve-wracking for all of us IU fans. Yeah, it's a lot to handle that last 5, 6, 7 minutes.
All right. Winners, 1-0, trophy, celebrate, take the pictures, get the hats and T-shirts out. After the game, what was the mood in the locker room? Was it, let's get to that draw, let's see who's next on it, or do we take a little time to make sure we celebrated all that hard work?
I want to celebrate it, you know, and you know, we're all about the next thing. It's what we do, you know, whether it's a coach or a player. And but I wanted them to enjoy one, just sinking, you know, let that sink in, you know, let them, I'm like, stay on the field as long as you need to get as many pictures as you can, enjoy the time with your family, the friends. I mean, you know, the preparation for NCAA didn't need to start the moment that whistle ended. And I really enjoyed just, you know, it was a real sense of just a real feel of just being like proud, you know. It's like, I mean, it's as a parent, as you are, Glass, it's like seeing the equivalent of like seeing your child do something they worked hard for, and obviously, you know, it's not always easy, and they have success, and you're just so happy for them. That's what it is, and that's the feeling, and it's a great sense of satisfaction when you're able to work, you know, really hard. And so, yeah, you enjoy it. And then we talked in the locker room and had some fun banter, and it's all good. You got to enjoy it. If we don't enjoy in the process, then we've really lost our way. And then we reset it. You know, the next morning we met and we talked about, hey, that will be your trophy. We'll go over to Assembly Hall. We got quite a few of them over there. Another one to add, you know, get those hats and shirts and all that enjoyment. But now, the biggest challenge is in front of us, and let's get prepped. Let's get ready. Let's get our mindset right. And they were locked in, you know, that morning after that meeting. I don't think they're taking any more pictures with trophies. They're just getting ready for this big game Thursday.
48 NCAA tournament appearances, 37 on the trot. Well, that's another pretty good mark there. That's probably going to stand for the rest of time. Okay, Monday, selection show, 1 o'clock, NCAA.com. Your thoughts on not being a national seed for the first time in a decade, and what was the reaction from your bunch when that news came through?
They were disappointed. I might have set them up a little bit. I mean, part of my Big Ten kind of run, you know, from a standpoint of narrative, was like, we have a title to play for, but we also could put ourselves in position with three victories. And we were, though, Class. We were in position. I didn't mislead them. I knew it'd be tight. And then you're left to an official, a committee, a call. I don't know if we got that Michigan call right. You know, that was maybe outside the box, but didn't go our way. We got to find a way. That was a bit of, I'm sure, the committee. I don't know the inside of what happened in that room, but I knew we were in the mix. And I was proud of that, considering where we were a month prior. And as soon as it finished, the guys looked around like, okay, let's go, Lipscomb. You know, I just said, who wants to play us right now? You know, that this team is in a really good place, and it doesn't matter who's in our bracket. Let's just go Thursday, get this job done, and then we do know who our next one would be based on the bracket, but they're locked in, and they're not looking past anyone. I can tell you that. So yeah, it was immediate, probably like, oh man, okay, I thought we had a chance, and we did. And then it's like, okay, it didn't happen, move on and stop looking backwards. And that's what they did.
Quickly, how disappointed were you to hear the only name from the Big Ten be Indiana University? I know that you're a big proponent of your league. Your league has been, over the last decade, as best as it's been. I was a little surprised as well, but again, I wasn't in those meetings either.
Yeah, I think this is where we're getting caught in the numbers, and a lot of these committee members, you know, I reflect a lot with my dad. This is before we had all these technologies and you know, there was committees and the eyeball and a lot of dialogue on where teams should be, and now we're so numbers driven, and I think it's part of it, no doubt. But man, they didn't move much off the number on anything, whether it's teams. There was one team under the line that, you know, RPI wise, that got in, They move one team out. That's to me kind of crazy. And then the seeding was pretty much to the number. A couple teams moved out, a couple teams moved in, but there wasn't much movement. And I just feel like we're getting stuck in the numbers a little bit and not looking at, okay, man, look at this Big Ten conference. The numbers says we're the fourth rated conference of 23, almost third by like a smallest margin. And we have one team in the tournament. I don't get that. And yet, that's if you look at just the RPI, then we have a couple teams right on the cusp. Why wouldn't they look at the overall difficulty of our conference and see how much we battled one another? And the parity in many ways hurt us, but at the same time, the coaches in that committee know that they're the talent, our league, and the toughness of our teams. And our record amongst the other conferences when we go head-to-head, in the tournament in particular, has been really good. And I just don't think they looked at that. I'm disappointed because I felt I'm trying to put myself on the shoes of a couple of my peers that I thought had good years, and their season is now wrapped up, and that's hard for me as someone who loves the conference.
Todd Yeagley, Indiana men's soccer, playing in the ACC Coastal Division in the NCAA tournament coming up starting on Thursday. If the Hoosiers advance, they will head to Wake Forest to take on the 10-seed Demon Deacons in Winston-Salem. Then it would be off to Charlottesville to take on University of Virginia, the 7-seed. If it all goes according to Hoyle, it's Duke or Notre Dame in a quarterfinal. And then we know the College Cup is in Louisville. ACC, 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 ACC. Well, that's where it is, and there we go. Lipscomb is not in the ACC. They are three-time reigning A-Sun Tournament champions. They score goals for fun, but I noticed they concede a few as well. What do we know about the Bison as they come rumbling into town on a Thursday evening at 6 o'clock at Armstrong Stadium? Jerry Yeagley Field.
You hit a glass. They score in bunches, and they have given up some goals in bunches. And you know, I think getting back to our conference, I think the one thing that we have really going for us, and this is where I think, you know, when you're in a strong conference and you get to this phase where everything's now 0-0 in results, I don't know. I feel very confident the Big Ten has prepared us to be more prepared for this moment than Lipscomb with the A-Sun, who is a solid conference, some good teams, but game in and game out has not dealt with some of the things we have, and also our non-conference schedule. So, you know, the game will be won in between those lines, between just us and Lipscomb, but the preparation of what our guys have been through, I think, will be a really important aspect of the game and should give them confidence. But we are dealing with a very dynamic attacking team. They have a couple kids individually that are very good, as good as you've seen on Armstrong this year from any opponent. So that said, when you have that type of dynamic ability, you know, our work defensively has got to be spot on. And I do feel that's the strength of our team individually and collectively, but they're going to be challenged and pushed to the max. And so I think it's going to be a phenomenally fun game for everyone involved, fans included. And people keep telling us they're a really, really hard team to shut out. They have not been shut out this season by any opponent, which is a credit to their team and their ability. So it's going to be a really, really good battle.
The results-driven business end of the year. If it's 5-4 or 1-0, it doesn't matter. This time of year, is it easier to organize the back or pick teams apart moving forward?
Well, I think we just do a lot of work with our small group and individual principals. So regardless of how they kind of line up, you know, we always know the games that have come down to those individual small moments and how you angle and your defensive principles and when you press and whatnot. So I feel so good about those moments that your defense will always give you the opportunity, because I think games typically get tighter in scoring. And therefore, I like that from our standpoint. But our team is confident around goal right now. They feel good. It's going to be a really good game, Glass. This is a team. There's been certainly some other conferences that are playing this tournament that are winners of the conference that are not at the quality of Lipscomb. Lipscomb is a very deserving team. Outside of their AQ, I think they're an at-large team with what they can do, in particular with their scoring.
All right, buddy. Best of luck to you guys. 6 o'clock tonight, Thursday night, Armstrong Stadium, Jerry Yeagley Field, NCAA Men's Tournament Soccer. Check your iuhoosiers.com for all your ticketing information and parking information, as basketball is in town tonight as well. Best of luck, my friend, and I hope to be talking to you next Wednesday to see how everything went.
Yes, I love it, Class. And hopefully the fans do come out. They're making extra parking for us. So, fans, we need you. Please come on out and help us. Thanks, Class.